How's everybody doing? Oh, apparently I can't walk certain areas. They're just adjusting out the mic. You guys having a good time at Build? Are you guys having a good time at Build? There you go, we're awake now. Good morning. My name is Anthony Bartolo, and I am an audience evangelism manager at Microsoft, Microsoft Canada to be specific. And I'm happy to tell you the story about Missing Children's Society of Canada and how we harnessed Azure Functions to help in the aid of finding missing children. How many people have children? Raise your hand. A lot of you. How many people know of children, nieces, nephews, friends, if they went missing? What happens? You know, it's a big pull on you. It's a heart, like, your world falls apart. I know if my kids went missing, my world would go apart. So it was such an honor to work on this project and empower the Missing Children's Society of Canada with the technology to do this and help them find children. So how did this happen? We were issued the challenge, and for those of you who don't know, that's a challenge coin that was issued to us by the Calgary Police Department to help them harness technology to help find children. We had already done the solution with them where we did a solution called the Most Valuable Network, which is an amplifier. When a child goes missing, they take over your social media accounts and they share the details of the child that's gone missing. So they had come to us again and said, we need another technology that'll help us gather information when a child goes missing. How many people have, you know, children the age of 12 to 16 or older, right? So you have those kids that are very affluent on social media, and we actually use the technology to extract information from social media to aid police in the research of finding where the children may be. So we put together a team in Toronto and in Calgary, and we started to work on the APIs that are made available from the social media stream. So we've tackled Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. We went through them all to understand what information can be extracted from these. What can we actually capture in respect to the information that will aid police in finding the children when they go missing? So I'm going to show you a quick video on the initial hack that we actually did in October.
The Missing Children's Society of Canada serves children and families nationwide. When a child goes missing, we work with our police partners to bring them home. The power of technology and social media and the opportunity to reach people instantly is a game changer for us. As soon as Microsoft heard about our efforts, they said, we want to help. This weekend, youth, Microsoft, and law enforcement are coming together. There's a hackathon in Toronto and in Calgary. Simultaneously, the team is creating a bot on Azure and a Xamarin application, helping police to gather information from social media to bring a child home. I want to say to Microsoft, thank you for helping police and the Missing Children's Society to keep every child safe in Canada.
Now, we called it a bot, but it wasn't really a bot. It's not a traditional bot, but we called it that because in the way that it operated was very similar to bot functionality. To run through the schema of what happened, we created a logic app that once a child has registered their social media account, so it doesn't scour all social media, it targets the specific accounts that the children or parent actually register. And when the child goes into distress, or they think they're in distress, or the parent has access to account to invoke this, they actually put on the hashtag HFM. So HFM stands for Help Find Me. When that hashtag is shown on any social media, in this specific instance it's Twitter, the bot or the function goes into play and it extracts the specific information that's required of the police to help find the child. So in this scenario here, the filter will filter out all the noise in terms of all the accounts that are on Twitter, looking for the ones that are specifically registered. Once it monitors the ones that are registered, it then looks for the hashtag. When it captures the hashtag, then it goes into the function segment to actually extract information in regards to last known GPS coordinates in terms of a breadcrumb type scenario. You then have the ability to understand who they have been talking to over the last 30 days, and then the sentiment of the conversation. Over 70% of children that are abducted is because they're lured either in a friendly situation or in a romantic situation. So we need to have that understanding in terms of what's actually going on and why the child might actually go missing. Then the information is stored into the DB database and is actually transposed directly to law enforcement's mobile devices. So we built a Xamarin app that would provide a dashboard that will allow the police to have instant information available to them on their device. Now, we did this as a proof of concept back in October, and the challenge with that is the law requires that you can't actually have the information go directly to police. It actually has to be assigned to them as a case. So we are actually working on a hackathon as we speak. Started at 9 a.m. this morning over at the Grand Hyatt, and we have a team of Azure engineers, Power BI engineers, Team Canada is there, and Team US is there as well, working on a solution that will actually make this a feasible, usable product. In the current situation, what we have right now, just to show you how the technology works, here's a Twitter feed. So my friend Pierre Romain, he's posted on his account, HFM test. It captures, the Azure function captures that and immediately pushes the information to the Xamarin app. We're gonna change this and we're gonna have it go to a Power BI dashboard instead of the Azure app, Xamarin app. Then the police in this instance were logging in with Azure ADs or their Azure AD credentials to gain access to the dashboard to find out GPS coordinates, who they were in contact with, and to send them in the conversation. So this ability gave police instant access, which we're now changing from a mobile device directly to a Power BI dashboard that the Missing Children's Society of Canada and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police will have access to then distribute the information to the police departments to actually help find children. Now I want to show you something really cool, because the big thing with this solution is, it didn't switch. Sorry, can you switch it on the screen there? Hold on. Excuse me one second. There we go. The entire project is available in open source. We've made the entire project accessible for the world to enable a Cloud for Good initiative to help find children around the world. 45,000 children went missing in Canada alone. The number is staggering worldwide. So we want to make sure that this tool is actually empowered for other organizations to take advantage of. And we've done so in such a way that we've actually created a template that pulls directly from the source file that's located on GitHub and actually can spin up your instance by deploying it in a mouse click directly. Well, it's disabled right now, but you'll have the ability to actually deploy it in a mouse click directly to your Azure site and have that ability to actually test out the functionality. Now, we're actually updating this, as like I said, we're removing the Xamarin piece and we're gonna be replacing it with the Power BI piece. And you'll have the same functionality and same capability to actually test and use this functionality to test out how you can help this in your parts of the country and around the world. So, where do you get the information? If you want to follow us in regards to the hackathon itself, go to aka.ms/AzureChildFinder, and you will see a live stream of us actually coding and actually us interacting with social media in regards to questions that we have or the progress that we're making and what we're learning as we go amidst this hackfest. The full-on GitHub repo for the new repo is going to be available there. So github.com, Canadian Missing Children Hack. The Azure functions ready to deploy, so the deployment that you saw, you can visualize it, you can change it, you can modify it, you can fork the repo directly from GitHub and do it yourself. So functionlibrary.azurewebsites.com. There are a ton of Azure function videos and training that's available both on Channel 9 and on MVA, so make sure you check it out. As you know, Azure functions in terms of Microsoft, it's very important. You saw that in the keynote today. It's a great serverless tool that we're harnessing for good to extract this information. And it's a great way to test for you guys in regards to how you're going to accomplish what you need to accomplish to affect the world and make change and do a Cloud for Good initiative on your own. Any questions? Does this sound good? Thank you. So what the question is, what if kids are not signed up? So initially, there was the ask that, you know, can you just monitor the entire web, right? We've done it as a safeguard. What we wanted to do is we wanted to enable parents and children to be empowered to register for the solution. So you're going to Missing Children's Society of Canada and you're registering and you're doing an OAuth of your social media accounts to then be monitored, right? Can you? The parent can do after the fact, yes they can. So if the child is reported missing and they haven't registered, they can after a fact include it. They put in the hashtag and the bot goes, the solution goes into action. So the child or the parent, so the question was, do you have the child, the sign-in information? So that the parent, yes, so in those scenarios, a parent would require the sign-in information for the child. If there is a police investigation, they can contact the social media framework and they can gain access that way as well. So excellent question. So the question was, for devices that do not have GPS coordinates, how does it pull the information? What we were able to do is we were able to use the towers themselves to do a 1.5 kilometer radius around each tower to try and pinpoint in that respect, because the IP address would go from that point, right? And that would be for a mobile device. In terms of a desktop device or a computer, it's a little bit trickier because you're not going from tower, so it's geographical, it's gonna be harder. We would be able to pinpoint by city because of IP, right? So we're lucky in Canada because the tower metadata is actually available, and it's available to emergency services. I don't know how that is in other parts of the world, but we have that access to do that triangulation. Any other questions? Yes? Sorry? So if somebody signs up to the service, you're part of the service, but you do have the ability to opt out as well. So because it's an OAuth token that's on your social media account, you can actually just remove the token and you're out of the service. You're no longer being monitored. So are we going to use machine learning to identify? So we're actually using cognitive services currently. So we're doing sentiment detection in terms of, is this a friendly, is this a romantic? We tested out the functionality. There was a child that had gone missing in our area in Ontario. And in 3 days, we were able to deduce that, yep, she was conversing with her friends. They were planning on doing some type of an activity, didn't tell her parents, and she ran off. And then we were able to find her 3 days later because we knew the conversation as to what was going on. The challenges with that is that you would always have this thing, the solution monitoring, right? And the whole aspect of it is not to monitor 24/7, but only when in duress. So that's why the hashtag was enabled, right? It was something that we brought up, but we wanted to make sure that we empowered the child to activate, or the parent to activate the service, not to have somebody monitoring them all the time. Cool. Any other questions? If you have any other questions, I'll be at the side here. You guys have been a fantastic audience. Go and check it out. Check out the code. Start, hacking at it. If you want to come visit us, like I said, we're going to be at the Grand Hyatt on the 6th floor. If you want to come out and check us out. The best way to do it, however, is if you go to aka.ms Azure Child Finder, you can full on see what we're doing and go through the whole steps in terms of what we were accomplishing and follow along in our journey. You guys have been a wonderful audience, and enjoy the rest of the build.